Report, fuck this, New Jersey officers direct wave of migrants to NYC amid crisis. By Amy Furr on January 4, 2024. New Jersey officials are trying to keep New York City from sending migrants to their state as the flow of illegals seems never-ending. New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., has been pleading with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy, D., to take in some of the migrants that have overwhelmed his city, the New York Post reported Wednesday. A source told the outlet, New Jersey just said, FK this. New Jersey transit cops were waiting for them in Secaucus to show them how to get on the train to New York, the person claimed. After about 24 migrant buses reportedly arrived at train stations, New Jersey transit officers helped nearly 1,000 migrants in crossing the river. According to the Post, data showed 953 migrants boarded trains into Manhattan. The outlet continued. The new wrinkle in the old crisis stems from Adams' move last week to issue an executive order limiting the influx of migrant buses from the border, most of them from Texas. Adams demanded 32 hours' notice before the buses arrive in Manhattan, and they may only do so at one spot on West 41st Street, and only between 8:30 a.m. and noon. However, charter buses left hundreds of migrants at stations in Secaucus, Fanwood, Edison, and Trenton. Those groups were helped onto trains that were not subject to the New York City mayor's order. Seems like a loophole, one man told Fox 5 when speaking of the buses. Adams said recently that his city is out of room. Literally, as more than 160,000 border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived in the area since the spring of 2022, Breitbart News reported Tuesday. However, his administration keeps offering free hotel rooms to the migrants. Video footage shows the migrants getting off of buses in New York City. It is important to note that on a daily basis, President Joe Biden's administration releases approximately 5,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States, the Breitbart News article said. The outlet also explained that many of those people find their way to New York City, where they can work off the books, receive protection from the city's sanctuary policy, and enjoy free housing for some time, paid for by local taxpayers.